Now, I told you that we have some spectrometers on board this infrared telescope, which divide the radiation into its different wavelengths or colors. Wavelengths are just colors. And when you do that, you get different intensities of light at different wavelengths. And so if you plot that, you get a so-called spectrum, which is a signature. And that signature tells us what the chemical composition of this particular cold dust cloud is. And what you see here is this part here is the signature of frozen water, ice. Okay. This one here is the signature of frozen carbon dioxide. And this one here is the signature, this little blip is the signature of frozen methanol or wood alcohol. And then carbon monoxide, frozen, that gives a blip right here. And methane, or the kind of gas you use for cooking, gives this blip here. So you know this is carbon dioxide, for example, because there's also a second blip up here in the upper right-hand corner. And this here is a very broad feature, which one sees almost everywhere in the dust that occupies the spaces between the stars. These are silicates. That's just sort of sand like you have it on the beach. So you see there's a rich chemistry here that we're able to identify by having sensitive infrared equipment that not only can detect the radiation from these dust clouds, but can divide it into its component colors and tell you what the chemical species are that we're observing there. When you have carbon monoxide frozen, you know that the temperature has to be less than 25 degrees above absolute zero, because otherwise the carbon monoxide would no longer be frozen. It would sublime, and you would see a quite different spectrum, which is a spectrum, or quite different signature, which is the signature of gaseous carbon monoxide, which is very different from the signature it has when it is in frozen form. Not only can you see that the dust is, that the carbon monoxide is frozen and the carbon dioxide is frozen, but you notice here it says polar and apolar on the left-hand side of in the first column, both for the carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. And it tells you what the abundance of these features is. Well, polar means that the carbon monoxide has been absorbed by water crystals, ice crystals of water, and both the carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide are fairly abundant in the admixtures of water. And the apolar means that these frozen gases are on their own. You see crystals of them in interstellar space, which are not admixed with water. And we know all this because in the laboratory we've been able to simulate this. Chemists have been able to work at very low temperatures that are only a few degrees above absolute zero in the laboratory. They freeze out these substances and all kinds of mixtures of different substances, and then put together a catalog of what these different signatures would look like. And so we know, for example, what carbon monoxide looks by itself, what water vapor looks like by itself, what the mixture between the two of them looks like when you have them frozen together in one dust grain. And so we are able to make these chemical analyses because we've looked at these things in the laboratory and we recognize exactly the same sort of features out in the universe.